what the problem was with your back.
Well, initially, I didn't have a problem with my back until we went into town one Saturday morning and my daughter fell over. And she's a big daughter, not a little daughter. And I reached down to pick her up, which, had I been doing the manual handling thing, would have been fine, but I didn't bend my knees and tried to pick her up, and something went in my back. So we walked back to the car park, and as we were walking, I thought, this doesn't feel right. Sat in the car, it really didn't feel right. And by the time I got home, I was in quite some pain. Yeah. The following Sunday morning, getting out of bed was more a kind of a roll and a prop me up than any energy involved in that. It was just too painful. So by the time we got to church, great preach, but sitting through it was painful. Yeah. So I got prayed for at the end by two people, Brian and Cheryl, prayed for me at the end, and there was some improvement there, but not complete. So I was chatting to friends and just discussing what happened, and Ali said, have you been having prayer? I said, yes. She said, what's that for? I said, bad back. She said, can I pray for you again? Yes, please. Right. And as she was praying, she felt that God was saying, this isn't just a physical thing. There's some spiritual healing needs to go on with my spine. So she was sort of praying for strength and boldness as well. And as she finished, we were sort of chatting, and I bent down to pick my handbag up, and it didn't hurt.
Wow.
And it was quite amazing.
That's really amazing. And the next day...
The next day,
really silly.
Yeah, I did. I went running with the Harriers and ran 6 miles without pain. So.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Amazing.
Hurt on the Saturday, healed on the Sunday. Praise God, it's amazing. Thanks so much.